Learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Boyi Rava. Boyi Rava. Some of the gears of Boyi Rava. We're going to have a bunch of shilas now from Rava, 7, 8 shilas till the next Mishnah. Boyi Rava. Yes, shilah behekim or in shilah behekim? We know that there's halacha that you can go be mata and neda. You go to a chacham, you find a pesach, a charata. It's called shilah. Could you do that on a hakama or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Because a hakama is where the father or the husband certifies and strengthens the wife or the daughter's neder. Could you be, so it's really not really, the hakama is not really a neder, it's just strengthening a neder, but it's ke'en a neder. So the question is, could you be Shaila on that or not? That means if the father, let's say the father, daughter makes a neder, the father says that it's a good neder. He makes a hakama on the neder. And afterwards he has charata. Could he be shayla on that? And the Ran speaks out, the whole shayla is, if it's that day. Because if it's not that day, so then tomorrow he can't be made for it anyway. Because it's not worse than shtika. The day, if he finishes the day without being made for it, it's not worse than shtika. The halacha is if you're quiet the whole day. If he hears about the neder, he's quiet the whole day. It's automatic hakama. So the Ran in different Maskel Boy speaks out of, it says like this: Im kaim neder initial boy b'yoyim alahekim. He was mekayim neder, and that day he made a sheila. Mi motzi meifid boy b'yoyim aloy. Avol lemakar pshita deloy motzi meifid loy garam mishtika. It's not worse than shtika. And the Rishash speaks out, that's Meduik from here, it's Mashmah, you can't be Shoyal on a Shtika. That you can't do. Because let's be Shoyal on the Shtika of the day, that you can't be Shoyal. You only be Shoyal on a Maisa HaKama, but not on Shtika, that you can't be Shoyal. So, that's question number one. And in Tim Shalaymar, yes, Shaila Behekim, if you do say that there is Shaila Behekim, what's the halacha by Hafaro? Yes, Shaila Behefer or Elaine Shaila Behefer? Could you be Shoyal on a Hafaro or not? And the Ran explains that really, on Hafaro, it's not really possible. Really, it doesn't apply the whole idea of Sha'ila. Why? Because Hakama is Kaina Neder. It's strengthening the Neder. So strength is a Neder. It's like a Neder Hakama. Hafara is not a Neder. Hafara is the opposite of a Neder. It's saying that the Neder is not a Neder. So what's the tzad you can be made for that Neder? So he says, what? Make for the Sha'ila. Make for the Sha'ila, yeah. What's the tzad you can make for the Sha'ila, yeah? What's the tzad you can make for that may be Sha'il on the Shoyal on the Hafara. What's the tzaddik with Shoyal on Hafara? Because the Ran speaking out, Betzev Hafara, it doesn't apply Shoyal on Hafara because it's not a neder. Vishlam HaKama is like a neder, strengthening neder. But Hafara is not a neder. So the Ran says the tzad that it would work is because there's a hekish, it says, Ishi Kemenu, Ishi Ferenu. That Misha Balachal Hekim, Balachal Hefer. So it's a hekish. Since it's a hekish, from HaKama to Hafara, we would say just like HaKama is going in Tim Sulaiman, there's Shaila by HaKama. In Tim Sulaiman, I could go be Matir Neder on the HaKama, so I could be Matir the Hafara as well. Or, even though you don't say yes, you don't say Hekesh Lamechtsa, but here, since it's not possible, so therefore, there's no Hekesh. That's the Gemara of Shaila. So Gemara is like Tusha. So then now it could be Havshtiko or HaKama, yeah. Then you have Havshtiko or HaKama, yeah. Unless it's so that day, you still could be making it. If it's the next day, it'll be Havshtiko, it'll be HaKama, yeah. So that's the two shilas. Is there Taras Adarim on HaKama? And if yes, are you Makish Hafaro to HaKama? Marvi Zerayah from Rav Yechanan. Toshima Adar Rav Yechanan, Nishalom ala Hekim, Ve'in Nishalom ala Hefer. The Rechim says that you could be shoyal on HaKama, and you cannot be shoyal on HaFaro. So Rabbi Yechim paskins that Taka HaKama you could be shoyal on. Why? Because that's Ke'in Aneder. And even though we know there's a hekish between HaKama and HaFaro, but since by HaFaro it's not Shaykh, the idea of HaTaras Adarim, because HaFaro is not a Neder, therefore there ain't a Shalom ala Hefer. So that's the first Shaila with a Pshitas. This is Shaila number two, or number three. You can call number three if you want. By Rabbah, Kayim Lechi, Kayim Lechi. The guy goes ahead and says, he says his daughter made an Eder. He says, Kayim Lechi, I'm a Kayim for you. Then he says again, Kayim Lechi, I'm a Kayim for you. So it's two Akamas. You don't need the second Akama because the first Akama works already. So what's the second Akama? What's the point of the second Akama? Vinishal Akama Rishayna. And you made a Hataras Nadarim on the first Akama. Mahu. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Is it a good hakama? Is the second hakama now kick in to be a good hakama? You were shayla on the first hakama. Does the second hakama now work or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. What's the Shaila? So Ran explains, since by the time we said a second hakama, loy chayla, it wasn't worth anything. You already had hakama. It's nothing. So that's not going to be chal. Or, lemaisa, he shait loy chayla, he shait, you had the first hakama. But once I was shayla on the first hakama, so once I was shayla on the first hakama, it'll kick in. Now, the Rishonim point out that, and they don't ask this kasha, but Lachari answered this kasha. What does it mean that you go to Atar Sadar? Make a Pesach, right? That if I would have known that neder would have been like that, I would never have made a Hakama. So how is it possible to make a Hakama on the first, make a Atar Sadar on the first Hakama, and the second Hakama will still be here? The same Atar Sadar work on both. So Zoktim, Mira's next couch, but the Iri does say, it's not possible to make a She'ela on the second Hakama. Since it wasn't Chal yet, you can't make a Atar Sadar on it. So that's the Shaila here. I made Atar Sadar on the first Hakama. The second Hakama kick in. And like we're speaking after the Meiri.
The way you phrase the question.
It's not like the Ran says, impossible to be Chal now. That's what he's saying, yeah?
How do you show on the Hakama?
By making a Pesach, yeah.
What you're saying? If I would have known.
Right, I would have done it, yeah.
The second Hakama, right.
And he, even though he doesn't want the second Hakama, but there's no choice, he can't be Shaila on it. That's the Meiri saying. Because this is all Chal, you can't do it. It's just like in the ear, you can't get it yet. So that's why I answered that question. Oh, Tashma, don't worry about us. Taka chal. The Nishal Rishayna, Shnei Chalav. If he's Shail on the Rishayna, the second one is Taka chal. What happens is the second one is Taka chal. The second Hakama will be Chal. Nishal Rishayna, Shnei Chalav. The second one will be Chal. What's he talking about? Rav is talking about a case where a guy made two shvuas. It says shvuas shloi eichel. Then again, it says shvuas shloi eichel. So we know if you have a shvuah not to eat something ready, it's not in shvuah chal shvuah. But it says over there, if you shayel on the first shvuah, the second one is chal. So here also, when you shayel on the first hakama, the second one is chal, and that's a pshitas on the second shayla of Rava.